This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I mean, you know it's the 3 o'clock hour. You get a little Georgie there doing the Hockman and Crowder theme song. Billy Lindsay tweets out, Beasts of the East for a third straight year. Hard to believe. Cherish every second. This just doesn't happen often. This team has earned all they have gotten. Skill, but more importantly, will. One more extreme test to come. That's Billy Lindsay, Panther great. Paul Bissonnette, he tweeted out last night, Barkov gonna Barkov. Absolute horse. And he is correct. George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com, tweeted out, by the way, the Panthers are 8-2 on the road this postseason, going 6-0 in Tampa and Raleigh. Clinched all three series away from home. They will be the road team in the Stanley Cup final. And there is some breaking news regarding the Miami Dolphins. I don't know if you saw this. Adam Schefter, this is very interesting to me. Kind of shocking. Adam Schefter tweets out, the Dolphins have had trade discussions with the Pittsburgh Steelers about their lone Pro Bowl selection last season, tight end Jonnu Smith, per league sources. Those talks came after Smith expressed an interest in reworking his deal that is scheduled to pay him $4.8 million this season, with Smith seeking a new contract. Miami has sought a trade partner. Last season, Jonnu Smith set the franchise record for a tight end in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. Smith's preference, per sources, is to stay in Miami under a reworked deal. Now, I don't know who ended up leaking this. I can't decide if it's Jonnu Smith's camp to let the public know that he wants to stay in Miami, but he wants to be paid more based on the season he had last season. Or if it's the Dolphins camp going, can you guys imagine this guy, after one good season, wants to rework a $5 million deal? Someone leaked it with those purposes. I just can't figure out which. Armando Salguero, he tweets it out and he says, so the Dolphins have been exploring trading all their good players this offseason, except, you know, the one who quit on them in the 24 season finale. Is interesting.
If it was the Dolphins, what's the plan here? You're taking more weapons away from Tua Tagovailoa?
Well, I mean, at some point, listen, if you're Mike McDaniel or Chris Greer, how much value do you put in your offensive scheme and the ability to do that with pick and play players versus what Jonnu Smith is valued at in your mind? You can't keep negotiating. I mean, they got burned because they renegotiated contracts too soon, right?
Right.
Now, we're not on that level of 4.8. I don't know what he's looking for. This isn't, you know, a Jaylen Waddle type sitch. But you got to, like, at some point go, well, wait a second. What are we doing here? Have we set the precedent? Because they did set the precedent.
Mm-hmm.
Have we set the precedent that anytime someone has a decent season or expresses even the slightest interest in a new contract, we acquiesce because we value them as players? What does that end up doing to our organization in the long run? So you may be seeing here, because he is their only Pro Bowler, you may be seeing here finally the team going, yeah, this is not the same Dolphins that we ran the last two, three seasons, where it's players first and Mike McDaniel, whatever you want. And like this may be. So why would the Dolphins leak it? To do just that, to show the public, hey, we love Jonnu Smith, but he just signed a contract with us, and $5 million is not, you know, under market value, I'm guessing, based on one great season. I love Jonnu Smith. I know you do because of FIU. But yeah, I wonder which camp, because there's an interesting tidbit. He's interested in remaining in Miami. That leads me to believe that that comes somewhere from Jonnu Smith's camp.
It makes all the sense in the world what you're saying. From Jonnu's side, aside from who leaked it, from Jonnu's side, hey, I set the franchise record for my position in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. What you signed me for was not for that production. You signed me for what I was doing prior to getting here, which was short of that production. I exceeded expectations.
I was your only positive.
The only positive, truthfully, from last season. The only bright spot on the offense, it wasn't the running game, it wasn't short yardage situations, it wasn't Tua who was unavailable, Tyreek wasn't available and certainly wasn't a bright spot, and Jaylen Waddle wasn't a bright spot because he missed time and struggled throughout the season. The only bright spot was me, Jonnu Smith. Yeah, I deserve more money because you paid Waddle and you paid Tyreek. And you
paid
Tua.
That's the thing. That's right. So if you're Jonnu Smith and his agent, you go, well, wait a second. Anyone who has a decent season, you're giving them more money. I'll take mine.
I set franchise records. Where's my bag?
And you can understand Chris Greer saying to Mike McDaniel,
yeah,
don't put me in that spot again where you keep saying, yeah, we need him. He's, you know, like, or Stephen Ross or someone, you know, going, hey, at some point, like, what are we doing here? Which is, I'm guessing, why Jalen Ramsey is on the way out. And we know Calais Campbell. I don't know if that was money related or Arizona related. You know, I mean, some of these are just franchise related. But there's definitely an exodus or potential exodus of many of their better players. But Jonnu Smith really was the lone positive when you think about the offense last season.
I'm you know, as much as I love John, man, pause up, I would side with the front office here. Like, hey, let's pump the brakes on shedding out more money here because of one good season. Especially, you don't really have much money. You have to go.
That's the thing.
I was reading today, Hawk. Omar Kelly was asked on Twitter, like, who's your top free agent on the board right now that the Dolphins should go after? And he made the point, it wasn't a cornerback, it wasn't a safety, it was a left tackle. And he tweeted out, it was pretty funny, he tweeted out, Patrick Paul tears his ACL today, your season's done. And Dolphins fans are like, oh my God, Patrick Paul tore his ACL. He had to edit the tweet and said, if Patrick Paul. But it's such a great point. Like, as much as we're talking about, you know, holes around the defense, and we were joking about, Cam Smith and Storm Duck in the secondary, you know, needing to all of a sudden become Pro Bowlers. You look at the offensive line and you're like, there's still some major holes here as well. The Dolphins can't just say, yeah, Jonnu, you had a great season last year. Here's $10 million this year. We love you. Like, they're not in a position to do that.
Because if you asked me, you know where my heart lied during the offseason. I would have said to you, okay, if you're going to spend an extra few million dollars, give me a backup quarterback at more than $6 million a season, which I think is what they're paying Zach Wilson, if you're going to give Janu now another $3 million or $4 million, well, now you could have spent $9 or $10 million on the backup quarterback. If you're like that, to me is more important, but I don't know. Just remains to be seen. But I thought it was very interesting to see that Adam Schefter tweet, because that's nothing any of us saw coming. We didn't see the Jalen Ramsey news coming. We didn't see the Calais Campbell stuff coming. Very interesting to me. Let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. By the way, I'll give you a reminder. Your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows to celebrate. We're giving a chance for you to win tickets to 5 shows coming to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach, including Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto, Kesha, and Pantera. Just go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. If you want more info on how to see a show for just $30, go to LiveNation.com. Let's get headlines for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
I would also caution the Dolphins to think about, prior to Jonnu Smith, who we had to struggle through over the past couple of years at tight end. I mean, I don't want to go back down that road either, Hawk. Durham Smythe, Julian Hill, Micah Sicky, who
you can make the argument both ways. I get it. I do.
Because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, huh, man, are we really going to give up
the lone bright spot,
Jonnu Smith? Like, because we don't want to pay him a couple extra milli? I mean, then all of a sudden I got to convince myself Julian Hill, as Tobin would say, with his rhinoceros hands, is actually going to make an impact this year and not get called for a holding penalty every 17 drives. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. On second thought, give Jonnu Smith $50 million right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back-to-back conference title winners. Tim Reynolds tweeted, playoff wins in the first 28 years of play for the Florida Panthers, 25. Playoff wins the 3 years since, 41.
Amazing. Just amazing.
40.
They've lost one playoff series in the last 3 seasons.
And all of them have resulted in a Stanley Cup final berth. Hawk, really, as a sports fan, wrap your mind around 41 playoff wins in a span of 3 years. 41 playoff wins in a span of 3 years. It's like insane. Genuinely, yeah. It's insane. Well, we're awaiting the result of Dallas and Edmonton. Game 5 tonight. Edmonton has a 3-1 series lead over the Dallas Stars. That'll be at 8 p.m. tonight. You can listen to that broadcast right here on 560 WQAM. Do you see the other note that Armando Salguero tweeted out? I don't know if he's the one like initially reporting this or if Patrick Mahomes just spoke because of OTAs, but Patrick Mahomes turns 30 in September, Salguero tweets out, isn't going to be playing flag football in the 2028 Olympics. Quote, oh. I'll probably leave that to the younger guys. I'll be a little bit older by the time that thing comes around.
Yeah, I'm with that.
So who are the younger guys?
The guy that you hate.
No. Who?
Yeah.
The flag football guy?
Yeah.
No. Anybody but him. Anybody.
He's a professional flag football player.
No. Anybody. Lamar Jackson, Hawk. Lamar Jackson. Give me Lamar. Give me anybody from the NFL. Give me anybody. I
mean, you care that much about winning the flag football gold medal?
Are you kidding? Of course. I've never cared about anything more than I do in the Olympics. Could you imagine the United
football?
Hawk, could you imagine the national embarrassment?
It's not football. There's no
national
embarrassment.
Would suffer
it's not football.
If we lost on our home soil,
bro,
in
flag
football.
Football.
We'd have to give our rights back to Great Britain at that point. Honestly, tear up the Constitution. Tear up the Constitution. And
we've already done that.
and just put us under European control or something. I don't know.
I'm down with that.
Huck, it's football. It's not tackle football, but it's football. This is ours. This is ours.
Come on.
This is our sport.
Flag football is our sport.
Football is our sport. It's our sport. You can't lose. You cannot get anything but gold in flag football.
Give me hockey and what we watch during the midseason. Like, I'm down with that, and that's great. And hockey's not even our sport. Basketball, obviously, the dream team. They were created for a reason. Flag football.
With NFL players.
It's not our sport. No one cares about it.
But what do you mean it's not our sport? That's literally
our
sport. We're the only country that plays American football. We're the only one.
That's not true.
Competitively? Come on, get out of here. What are you talking about?
I mean, they all have their leagues.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, we have the MLS.
Right,
but that's what they say about MLS.
Soccer's not our sport. We didn't invent soccer.
I understand that. Flag football is not our sport.
Nah, you're way off here. You're way off. Sorry, man.
You want to put NFL stars out there because it's that important to you to win a gold medal in flag football. Flag football wouldn't capture your attention for 4 seconds on television or there.
I go to
watch football for big hits. We're going to watch flag football. Oh, he almost got the Velcro flag off his belt.
I go to Tropical Park every Saturday morning just to watch flag football. I'm scouting out there, making sure there aren't any legends that slip through the cracks. Hawk, I mean,
it's going to be unbelievably boring.
The national embarrassment. The national. Yeah, I don't think you're putting
the
it
national
in the context.
Embarrassment is having this conversation.
Do the right thing, Lamar. Do the right thing, Cheetah. We need you out there. Do you see the? Speaking of embarrassment, the PR nightmare that the Washington Capitals are going through right now?
Yeah. You know, that's an overzealous salesperson trying to sell some season tickets.
I respect it, though. I kind of respect
it. Oh, I respect the hustle.
So yeah. Somebody from their sales team, their corporate sales team, sent an email to Washington Capitals season ticket holders. And this is what it read. October, the start of Capitals hockey and Alex Ovechkin's final NHL season in big, bold letters. Well, that was newsworthy. The guy who literally just broke the goal record in the NHL, they're announcing via a corporate email from their sales team that this will be his final season. So it went mega viral. And then out of nowhere, the Washington Capitals start backtracking, and they announced via an official statement that the email was a mistake. No decision has been made on Ovechkin's future following this past season.
I mean, that is our own Barney Miller trying to sell a sponsorship for Whiskey Stars and Cigars. That's an overzealous salesperson trying to create some excitement to make sure people renew their advertising or their ticket commitments and not really thinking it out. Not really thinking out the repercussions of that particular message.
But, Hawk, this salesperson had to have been in a meeting with somebody from the Washington Capitals where they're talking about, hey, this is going to be Ovi's last season. We're going to make a big, strong push. And, like, clearly he didn't just make that up. Like, somebody gave him that information or her that information. Nobody thought to say, don't publicize this. We're going to have a massive rollout because clearly this is going to be his last season. You just don't want the announcement to come via a season ticket grab by some salesperson.
Yeah, I think it was a lone salesperson going, hey, I know how I can, you know, stoke the excitement a little bit. It's the end of May. I haven't hit my budgets. I got to get some renewals here. Let me remind everybody that this is Ovi's last season. It is his last season under contract. Now, that would have been a fair email. Next season is the final season. Alexander Ovechkin is under contract with the Washington Capitals. Mm-hmm. What might that mean?
Well, that person might be out of a job very soon.
Yeah. Very, very poor, very poor forethought on that person's part.
Tonight in the NBA, Pacers at Knicks, game 5 from MSG. Knicks trying to stave off elimination. That game is at 8:30 p.m. Oklahoma City did punch their ticket into the big dance yesterday. They blew out the Minnesota Timberwolves. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Another hot day in South Florida and partly cloudy. That is your weather.
I mean, somebody says on the text line, breakdancing. Isn't that uniquely American? And we lost that in the Olympics. Did you care?
Yeah, but Australia stole the show. The Australian breakdancer. Yeah, Ray Gun.
And I'm not even certain that we lost now that I say that. I just know Ray Gun didn't win, but that's all who I cared about.
Is the United States, we invented breakdancing? Are you sure about
that? I think
we
did. Yeah, I believe on the streets of New York.
So why they debut it in France?
Well, I don't think it just you when you want an Olympic sport, you have to petition the IOC. But this is years in the making. You don't even know where the Olympics are going to be held when it finally becomes an Olympic sport. So I don't think it has anything to do with where the country is. It's not like the IOC went, oh, it's in America. Let's do something football related.
I think that is how it ended up working out. I think.
Well, it isn't.
Okay.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure we invented breakdancing. Huh. Who else would have invented breakdancing?
Australia.
Eh, good point. That's not a breakdance. We're a breakdance. Some radio host got in trouble in Seattle for making fun of, I think, the Mariners broadcaster who's Australian by doing the accent and doing Australia jokes. And I'm like, how'd that person get in trouble? I did that with Patty Mills. Like, what's wrong with making fun of the Australian accent? It was a radio host who I think either got suspended
right,
or had to issue a formal apology.
That's crazy.
Because they were doing it all like this. That's not a knife. This is a knife. I mean, what world are we living in?
Hope they don't hear our English accent either.
What do they got going on there in Seattle? The woke mob? All right, Randy Bowler is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some Panthers hockey with the Red Deer.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Whoa!
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Andy Moeller's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline on this celebratory Thursday, although the Panthers didn't celebrate that much. They still got four games to win, and this is old hat to them. But Randy Moeller, he played the NHL over a decade. He's been a broadcaster with the Panthers for longer than that, and I imagine he is beyond thrilled to be part of an organization that's on their way to the third straight Stanley Cup final. How are you feeling after last night's game, Moeller?
I think I aged about 4 years like everybody else. Boy, that was that was a bit of an emotional roller coaster for sure. Yeah, you know, the Panthers, I think they would say that they were a little out of sync in the first, almost the first half of that game. Just things just weren't going right for them. They were working hard, but It was a bit of a struggle, but boy, oh boy, once they turned it on and found their game, it was that was very impressive. And as you mentioned, Hawk, it is really they're getting into territory now that has rarely been done, not only in hockey but sports. And to go to three consecutive Stanley Cup finals, and you know, they've won the President's Trophy before, and that, and these last 4 years and that or so have been pretty remarkable in a salary cap age in a sport, and to be able to do that and keep running it back. It's a real testament to the whole organization, the commitment from the Viola family, the ownership, and, you know, what Bill Zito has done and continues to do, and as the best general manager in the NHL. And then the players, they're the ones, and the coaching staff and the players that have to go out there and perform and at a very high level. And it's remarkable, but it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work, and I'm just so happy for the organization, and especially for Paul Maurice's coaches and the trainers and the players that are there grinding on a daily basis.
Well, it's funny you mention it all. Like, what do you attribute three straight trips to the Stanley Cup final to? Is it the greatest assemblage of talent that South Florida hockey's ever seen? Is it stellar goaltending from Sergei Bobrovsky on a nightly basis? Is it Paul Maurice's style of play, which we all had to become accustomed to three seasons ago? Is it Bill Zito taking big swings on acquiring talent and hitting, by the way, every single time? Is there one thing above all the others that has led to this, or is it just the sum of all the parts?
Well, I think if you boil it all down, what has impressed me, and you kind of just touched on it, they haven't swung and missed on the talent evaluation on this club, whether it is acquiring players, whether it's signing free agents, whether it is drafting and developing, and that, especially in the last, you know, like I said, the 3-4 years, where their talent evaluation, I mean, they identified a, you know, a Sam Reinhardt, and they identified a Matthew Tkachuk to change the dynamics of the team. They identified a Alexander Barkov to sign him to a long-term deal, identifying that he is the center point of this team. Having the knowledge and, I guess, the trust in a Sergei Bobrovsky that's in his mid-30s that can still perform at a high level, that you can let a very talented young goaltender in Spencer Knight be a part of a package that brings Seth Jones, and they've raised a lot of eyebrows when they've made some of these transactions, and especially these trades, and that, but it doesn't take very long for the so-called skeptics and the experts and that to say, you know, what are they doing? What are they doing? And all of a sudden, oh yeah, yeah, they know what they're doing. And it's, I think Bill Zito touched on it as well this morning. He was part of the press conference this morning that this is a real team. If from top to bottom, it doesn't matter if you played that night or last night, you're such a big part of the team, and how the depth that they've built on this team, every team now, I mean, Rod Brind'Amour in his post-game press conference last night mentioned it. This is the standard. The Florida Panthers are the standard franchise in the NHL. You know, you can compare it to maybe Tom Brady's New England Patriots when they were dominating for years and years and years. It's the bottom of the organization all the way to the top. They built a standard here and that fans and everybody can be very, very proud about. But the long-winded answer, though, Hawk, to answer your question, I think it's talent evaluation. They just know the players that they believe will get the job done. And what's the job? Get to the Stanley Cup Finals and win the Stanley Cup. And they have to take full credit for that.
I don't want to speak too soon, Moeller, because there's still four more wins left for this season before it ends. But regardless of what happens, you're talking about how they're the standard.
Don't be raining on my parade right now. I'll come down. I know where that studio is.
I mean, what's coming here? Who are they going to be able to keep? I mean, what are we worried about next season?
I'm not raining on the parade at all, Moeller. And by the way, you know, I'll take two tickets to the Stanley Cup Final. We'll have that conversation off the air. But we spoke with somebody a couple days ago, John Forslund, and he compared this team to the Islanders dynasty in the early 80s. And I've read from some other hockey analysts where they're talking about this team like the Oilers in the mid to late 80s as well. Like, are we already at the point? Because you're talking about them, comparing them to the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick dynasty, which spanned my entire lifetime. I mean, are we talking about this team already, Moeller, as one of the greatest hockey teams ever assembled? I'm not saying they're the greatest. There's still a lot of hockey left to play with this core. But are they already in that conversation, in your opinion, as somebody who played the game, comparable to some of the greatest dynasties the game has already seen?
They have the possibility to be one of the top generational teams. And the reason I'll say that is if you take a look at their core, their team, this isn't a bunch of players or half the team that is in the last, in the very twilight of their career. They're just in the prime of their career now. And some of them are just like the Lundells and the Loisterinens and some of these younger players and that are just coming into and close to being into their prime. So they have an opportunity. They have an opportunity to do something really great down here and keep this team together. And you know, people that the pessimists will point at, like a Sergei Bobrovsky at 36 years old, and say, you know, oh, well, you're starting goaltender, you don't have anything backing it up or anything like that. Well, so the way we see Sergei Bobrovsky, and you saw it on Full Tilt last night. If he doesn't make some big saves or whatever, the Panthers were really in trouble in that game once they got down 2-0, and he really just he basically shut the door. And that, but Sergei Bobrovsky can play, in my mind, another very productive 3, 4, 5 years. And by that time, and I can tell you, when you're in the game of sports or whatever, you have to keep an eye out for the future. That's part of your job. Like if you're talking about Bill Zito and the hockey operations, but a lot of that stuff, 2-3 years down the road, they will tell you, you know what, we'll worry about that later. Somebody will say, wow, you're got a possibility. You're going to lose a couple of free agents and that, you know what? The Panthers have replaced players before and they'll do it again. And they don't worry about that. They're in the moment right now, and they see this window, and it's a great opportunity for them and for the team and the franchise and for South Florida, that if they don't take an opportunity and go for it on a yearly basis when they have all the what they call the building blocks and the team, then why are you in the game? And there's a very business-like attitude in that organization. They don't take too much for granted. They know who they are, and they know what they want to do, and that, and they're pretty level headed. And I think Matthew Tkachuk said it as well. Hey, we're very proud of what we've done, going back to the finals, but the job is not done yet. And that just shows the seriousness of this team, and what they've gone through, and what's needed to take the next step. That's the biggest thing.
Moeller, I read a tweet earlier from Paul Bissonnette. It said, Barkov gonna Barkov, absolute horse. I mean, what can you say about Sasha Barkov?
Well, I've seen it for 10 years. Yeah. And, I mean, when you're around the team on a daily basis, you see the excellence and the humbleness that he brings to the job. And I think Bill Zito mentioned that, too, that it all starts with Alexander Barkov and how hard he works and how well he takes care of himself and his demeanor and his seriousness and his preparation and professionalism of what to be the best or whatever. It's so easy to follow that. A lot of teams, unfortunately, and no disrespect, don't have that. They don't have a leader like that where he leads by example and the way he conducts himself on and off the ice is really special for this franchise. And that's why I said just moments ago, when Bill Zito, shortly after he got here, they identified that, you know what, this player is the real deal, and we need to sign him to a long-term deal, and he'll play his whole career in South Florida. That's how much they value Alexander Barkov.
Hey, Moeller, is Scripps going to do local pregames for the Stanley Cup final games?
Yep. We'll roll right along. It's been a lot of fun.
And I love it. Yeah, that is appointment watching for me.
It goes pretty quick, but what we try and do, and of course you got Katie and Goldie that are either on the road or at Amerind Bank Arena, and they got walk-in interviews, and they dive deep in the numbers, and then Jovo and I and Jessica back in the studio. We just get everybody prepared. Here's what the lines are going to look like. Here's what we're thinking, and it's going to be some keys, and who's our X factor in the games, and that kind of stuff. I think it's been a lot of fun. Obviously, when the team's winning and having success, it makes it much more funner. But even when they drop a game or whatever, we can analyze, what went wrong, what needs to improve, and how they can go about it, and that. So I think it's been very beneficial. I know Scripps are loving it. We're loving doing it, and let's continue to do this.
Yeah, I love it. I love watching. I was watching last night. They asked you your favorite Blizzard flavor, and you said just throw everything in the Blizzard, whatever you have behind the counter at DQ. Is that really your go-to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you stuff it with everything that you can in there and that. How about Jovo's response? Oh, I like the chocolate dip cone or whatever.
Jovanovsky's like, he's like, I like a dipped cone. They're like, hey, we're talking about Blizzards. And this guy's a tough guy. What's he doing with the chocolate dip cone, Moeller? I mean, you're throwing everything in there. Like, you want them to blend up spoons and everything, right? Right into your Blizzard. You don't care.
Yeah, just put a T-bone steak in there and some onion rings and that and a cheeseburger. Just throw it all in there. Just put it all in there. It's all going to the same spot anyway. So, yeah. No, they've had a lot of fun. They've had a lot of fun with that and this whole Dairy Queen thing and going for Blizzards and stuff. That just shows, Brad Marchand and Schmidt and these guys, they organize it and that just shows that these guys are close together and I've seen it. I've witnessed it. There's no cliques on this team. You'll see different nights or on a long road trip, you'll get different players going for dinner with different players and it switches up the next night and that. There's no, and you'd think, the Europeans like the Finns would all stick together and maybe the Russian or the Czechs or, whatever and that, or the Americans or whatever. No. It's always just a blend of a little bit of everybody, and that just shows that they're a team, and they're being envied all around the NHL now. As I said, they're setting a standard now of how to run a franchise, how to accumulate players that you can identify that's going to make you not only win short term but long term, and I'm sure there's a lot of teams around that are having meetings right now preparing for the draft and free agency and they're taking a look at the model that the Panthers have put together and they're saying, how can we emulate that? Because it is working, and they proved that they're not just a one-hit, one-year wonder.
Really is wild, because you think about like the Heat Big Three or the Chicago Bulls with MJ and Scottie, and it was teams either A, trying to emulate them, or B, just trying to stop them. Our entire outlook for next season is, how do we stop the Heat? How do we stop the Panthers? It is wild to watch what this team has become.
Goldie tells that story about, Patrick Ewing with the Knicks and that, and how they just couldn't get past the Chicago Bulls for years and years and years and that. How do you beat MJ? How do you beat the Chicago Bulls and that? Well, teams tried and tried and tried, and Detroit had a little bit of success, and then you had Olajuwon or whatever down in Houston or whatever. But yeah, that's what happens in sports. It's in Tom Brady with New England. How do we beat this team? It's because they've set a standard.
Pretty wild, man. We are enjoying every single minute of it. Thank you, Randy Moeller. We'll talk to you as we figure out who their opponent is going to be.
Okay. All right, guys. Have fun.
There you go. Randy Moeller. Let's take a break. We'll come back. 4 o'clock hour is next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow.
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.